Our domestic food supply grown in California. How do we keep it for the future for our food security? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Ag Information Network. William Bordeaux is the Vice President of Harris Farms, a Director of Westlands Water District, and Chairman of the Board for the California Water Alliance. Harris Farms produces almonds, pistachios, and a wide variety of vegetables throughout the valley. Mr. Bordeaux, I see farmers like you as being the most noble people on the planet, taking care of the environment, providing so much for all of us every day.
They're a foundational element for everyone's success.
Well, Mr. Bordeaux, with the water situation, all the regulations, so much pressure on the farmers, what do we do if we don't get enough surface water? How do we get through this?
Well, we don't give up. We keep pushing forward because what we're doing is the right thing. And we need more people to get buy-in. And that's where you come in. I mean, we need to educate the masses. And it's hard to get through the noise and the changing evolution of how the town square has evolved into social media. And we need to make sure that our voices are heard. I know firsthand when people come out and what we do, they get a newfound appreciation for the challenges and certainty and risk and capital that's required to produce safe, affordable, nutritious food.
Mr. Bordeaux, could you remind listeners of the crop list that Harris Farms produces?
Just about anything. Our crop maps, that's the beauty of it. They change on, a regular basis. And we can supply large amounts of most foods. And so we could be growing watermelons, tomatoes, cantaloupe, cabbage, broccoli, almonds, pistachios, wine grapes, citrus, olives for olive oil, pomegranates.
And I know you grow a lot of onions and garlic.
The list can go on and on. They're all very wonderful crops that are needed. But absent water, we have to make very tough decisions that limit our ability to grow things. And we have a very conservative business model on our main ranch on the west side of San Joaquin Valley. We only grow about a third of our acres to permanent crops. And then we have two-thirds of row crops where we can manage even challenging environments. But you can't fallow 100% of your farm. And so with zero allocations, it becomes very difficult to manage, even if you're conservative.
Right.
And so it's not the way to manage our system. We shouldn't have zero allocations. We should find ways to alleviate those challenges. And it's possible, but it's going to take good decisions. It's going to take collaboration, it's going to take compromise, and it's going to take investment.
Mr. Bordeaux, it was a lean water and snow year in California this water year. But usually Westlands Water District could buy water from Northern California, such as the rice growers, and bring it down to Central Valley growers. But it just wasn't any water available this year. Particularly tough, wasn't it?
Very difficult year, and that's why when it was wet 3 years ago, we needed to manage the system wisely. We knew there was going to be dry years. We just came out of dry years when we had a wet year. And so these aren't cycles that we're not used to and familiar with. And so when it's wet, people get complacent. I'm not saying the farmers, but some of the people that manage our water infrastructure, and they think the water's best used in other purposes. And I think we need to be wiser and realize that you have to have a conservative business model, even when you're managing the environment.
And Mr. Bordeaux, we all know what the state wants to do with that water.
Just send all the water to the ocean and hope for the best. Those results have been dismal.
Mr. Bordeaux, it's always been dismal. The state always pushes too much water out to the ocean, more than necessary.
They need to be held to a high standard, just like everybody else is. We need the habitats and the fish to flourish. And if we're not doing that, and we're pouring billions upon billions of dollars worth of resources at this problem with no measurable success, we need to be changing what we're doing.
That's right. Millions of acre feet of water, and it hasn't seemed to help the species at all.
That's wasteful and disheartening. And so, no, we need to create habitat and figure out how to solve these problems because we're capable.
Yeah, you got the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica. You got world-class universities, smart minds in California.
Well, people are scared to step out, disagree with consensus.
What about the water districts, the heads of these water districts up and down the valley? Should they be a little louder?
There's a place to for the water districts to educate, but they cannot advocate. And so I think citizens need to be more engaged. And if those water district people, as private citizens, want to advocate on behalf of making sure our elected officials are making good decisions, by all means.
Mr. Bordeaux, we need passionate people to stand up on that soapbox and tell the legislators and the water leaders about the importance of food security and water to produce that food.
Every citizen, I believe, has an obligation to make sure that our elected officials are making wise decisions. And having a reliable water supply and domestic food supply capability rank very high on my list. And I'd welcome a debate with somebody that doesn't think that those are critical parts of our success going forward.
We've been speaking with William Bordeaux. He's vice president of Harris Farms, a director of Westlands Water District, and chairman of the board of the California Water Alliance. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Ag Information Network.